Okay, but if you don't hardball them, if you take the raw egg, the uncooked egg, and crack the shell and let it go down in hot water and cook that way, what do you call that? You know, like for invalids, a lot of times they make them.
I don't know what they're called, but I can't think of anything.
You don't fix a poached?
It's not a punch, no. Something on that all of the toast or something.
Like for, to put on?
But I don't ever fix anything like that. I don't eat them. I got disgusted with eggs. Don't even eat eggs.
Okay. And if the fat, salt, pork, what do you call that?
Ham.
Okay, and not the ham, the kind maybe that you cook with vegetables.
Oh, that's a middling.
Okay.
It's what we call fatback now.
Okay. And if you've got the middling is the whole piece, the whole side, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you cut the side of a hog up, what do you call it? You say you've got the hams and the shoulders and the...
Middlings.
Okay. And the very outside part of the middling, the skin, is the, you say that?
The skin.
Cut off the bacon, the skin?
Yeah, then I guess they have what part of the hog? They get it from the middling.
The bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, if meat has been kept too long, you'd say this meat has...
Got hard.
Okay. Or if it doesn't smell good, you might say
spoiled.
It's what?
Spoiled.
Okay.
You can't keep meat these days. You don't get no good meat. You'll have to catch the cold storage.
Yeah.
And you bring it out from there, and if it turns warm, it's spoiled.
And when you fixed it on the farm, you would take it and put it where?
Cold storage.
But way back before you had cold storage.
A long time ago they didn't do that. They kept it at home. The weather was suitable to keep it at home.
Yeah.
But a long time before we quit raising hogs, we'd have to take the cold storage. And the meat wouldn't go to bed. And have no good red gravy like you used to have.
And where did you keep it when you hung up your hams and...
In the smokehouse, had a little house.
Mm-hmm. And you said you made souse
liver pudding.
Right. Did you ever make anything called head cheese?
No, I never did anything. That could be nothing called head cheese because it's the same thing.
Okay. And did you ever take the juice out of the liver pudding or from the souse and stir it up with cornmeal and cook anything?
Mm-mm. No, whenever I made it, I just cooked it down so low there wouldn't be no juice in it and then put my mixture in it. Of course, I cooked the onions in it and the iced potatoes in it when they get nearly done, when the liver gets nearly done. I put that in there and let them cook till it's done. And I used to sell a lot of that stuff.
Okay. What about if you kept butter too long? How would you say the butter is not good? You say it's...
Well, it gets old.
Okay. You say the butter's old?
It don't get old now because it keeps in the refrigerator. Used to, we just had to keep it and eat it. That's all, get rid of it.
Right. Where would you keep it before you had a refrigerator?
Just unsaved.
Did you ever have a place outside where there was water? What about way down maybe in the woods somewhere there'd be a stream and you'd maybe have a little house built over it? You didn't have...
Mm-mm. We just kept it in our house. We churn and use it nearly every day though. What we churn, it didn't stay that long. See, well, you got a crowd of children, eat a pound a day.
Sure. Did you ever have a place under the house? Before you had a basement, did you have something you called a cellar?
Mm-mm. Never had nothing until we got a refrigerator. Well, you made us a box a long time ago and put it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And kept it in there when I began to sell it. But up until then, milk is just what you could use yourself.
Okay.